Blackstone Audio presents The Burning Shore, How Hitler's U-Boats Brought World War II to America, by Ed Offley. This book is read by Robertson Dean. This book is dedicated to John Shearer Tuck, Staff Sergeant, USAAF, October 13, 1917 to November 14, 2012. A member of the greatest generation, a loving father, and a cherished friend. Introduction. The Battle Offshore. Viewed from the air, the North Carolina coast would not have resembled a major battlefield. Yet, as the sun climbed above the eastern horizon, bathing the pine scrub forests and inland waterways in a brilliant orange light, a brutal and desperate struggle was raging just offshore. On Tuesday, July 9, 1942, the area was a critical combat theater of World War II, as it had been for the past 6 months. A confluence of factors had made this intersection of land and ocean the fulcrum of the ongoing naval confrontation between Nazi Germany and the Western Allies, a vicious maritime clash now known as the Battle of the Atlantic. By July 1942, the combatants had expanded beyond the British Empire and Nazi Germany. America's entry into the war against Germany on December 11, 1941, had thrown the U.S. military into the fray. In turn, Hitler's U-Boot-Waffe, or U-Boat Force, initiated an all-out war against American merchant shipping. Vize-Admiral, Vice Admiral Karl Dönitz, Commander-in-Chief of the U-Boat Force, aimed to win a guerre de course against the Western Allies, sinking their merchant ships at a rate faster than new construction could replace them.